This is Liz Hall, the editor of Coaching at Work, and I have here with me David Kesby, who's a chief consultant coach and part of faculty at the Academy of Executive Coaching. Now, David, you've got a new book out and you're also coming to speak, to present at the Coaching at Work conference on the 4th of July in London, which I'm really looking forward to. And I'm really intrigued because it seems to me that what you're saying is the traditional team coaching model isn't the right one in a lot of cases, and that sometimes it's better to see a team as a community of practice. And you're talking a lot about extra dependent teams. And I must confess, I'm still not clear what an extra dependent team is. So if you could tell me what it is, that would be really great.
Okay, so the core idea and the work that I've been doing over about 12 years is to recognise some teams as different from our conventional viewpoint, our conventional mental model. And then and when you recognise that, then it has an effect on coaching. But if we come to the core idea, what is an extra dependent team? If we start with a conventional team, if you ask most people, 9 out of 10 people will define a conventional team as working together to a group of people working together for to achieve a common goal. And people go into their work, they go into their relationship with their line manager and their teammates and coaching and coaches with that mental model. And when they don't see that, they recognize that as being dysfunctional. And I was in such a team many moons ago, but I also had got a background in understanding communities of practice. And it dawned on me that actually the team that I was in and other people's teams might better be seen as a community of practice,
interesting,
rather than a conventional team. So an extra dependent team is based strongly on the work of Etienne Wenger's communities of practice, which is about coming on to 30 years of research, and lots of others. There's a whole school of thought about this. But an extra dependent team are made up of people who all do very similar things. They have a common practice. They don't work together, which is often diagnosed as silos, but they work with others outside the team. So the extra dependent is they are dependent on people outside of the team rather than an interdependent, which is a conventional viewpoint, which is working together inside the team. And when you start to look around, you start to see these people all over the place. So I've worked with risk managers, project managers, matrons, reward managers, even vicars I've worked with, who all work in this sort of way. And to bring clarity to this, think of James Bond. Mm-hmm. So James Bond is out there. He works with M, his boss. He works with Q. He works with other people like Felix Leiter and other agents. So he works together and he teams together with other people, and they depend on that. He's a very independent player, but he teams with people outside of his team. Think of M. M is direct line manager of all the 00s. And James Bond never works with anybody else in that team. And they are all independently working but they all have a similar practice. So they all wield the same sort of guns. They will go to Q with their issues. They will go to for their kit. They'll go to M for support. They'll go to all sorts of different places for their thing. But they never actually work together. So that's, in my view, would be an example of an extra dependent team, M and all the 00s.
Brilliant. I love the example. And so quite a common and probably increasingly common sort of perception or sort of context, really.
Well, when I started to look around, I started to do some other research. And then you start to realise that actually, I did some work in a number of different organisations, working out which teams in the organisations were made up of difference, like finance and risk and things like that, versus all made up of the same sort of job, sales, risk, things like that. And actually, it was something like between 40 and 60% of teams in organisations were extra dependent.
Gosh.
Now, it means then that, you know, when research indicates that lots of teams are dysfunctional, you know, and it's frequently cited as about 50% of teams are dysfunctional or underperforming, and then you say, well, 50% of teams in organizations are made up of similarity rather than difference, you start to realize that the recognition of extra dependent teams is fundamental to your ability and your choice of approaches when you're coaching or when you are team coaching or individual coaching with line managers for these things. If we are colluders with line managers or teams in their own mental model of teams, which leads them to be dysfunctional more than functional, we don't do them a service.
Yeah.
All I'm doing is recognizing, what I believe I'm doing is recognizing teams as they are, and matrix and complex teams are made up of different parts. And that's where, in my view, extra dependent teams really come into it. It gives you the choice between coaching or supporting an interdependent team versus coaching or supporting an extra dependent team.
So really important for coaches, you know, given that it's, you know, that they're actually very, very sort of ubiquitous. Anything more you say about why we should care in the coaching context?
Over and above the numbers involved, I think that we as coaches run the risk of reinforcing a conventional model which we believe and trust is worked, which is reinforced by all the books that say the same thing. When actually, right in front of us, there's lots of evidence, if we looked at it, would suggest that the conventional model didn't quite work. Mm. What I believe is what has frequently been the case in when I've talked to people is say, yes, of course, that's how it works, Dave. but it isn't. In fact, I had one guy said, but isn't anybody else looking at it like this, Dave?
Yes, yes.
And I said, well, no. They're not. And yet, when you talk to people in extra dependent teams, they get it straight away. That is is exactly how it works here.
Brilliant. Well, I'm really looking forward to finding out more. And at the Coaching at Work conference in July, I know you'll be sharing some case study material, but also some ideas about how to actually work with these teams in the coaching context. So very, very interested in how that's going to play out. And of course, your book is coming out in July as well, isn't it, the Routledge? So look forward to reading more. Thank you very, very much, David, for your time today.
And thank you very much, Liz, for inviting me. I look forward to seeing you at the conference and everyone else who's joining us.
Absolutely. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.